Prologue. Harper Gale stood in front of her mother's memorial, head bowed, hands clasped in front of her. A simple wooden plaque carved with Mom's name and the date she died marked the spot where Mom's ashes had been spread. It was nothing fancy, but Harper and her father had carved it together, and their tears had soaked the wood as they worked. Those tears consecrated the plaque in a way that no priest with his holy water could hope to match, or so Harper believed. They'd chosen a little hill within sight of their cabin as Mom's final resting place, and Harper came out every day to pray. She raised her head and made the sign of the inverted sword.
Brannick, protect your soul.
You know, your mother worshipped the goddess Lady of Healing. Her father's gentle hand settled on Harper's shoulder.
I know, but if Mom's soul needs protecting, I'd prefer Brannick do it. Besides, I follow Brannick, and I assume he'd be more likely to hear me than the goddess.
Maybe so. Hard to believe it's already been a year.
A year and 12 days.
Harper finally turned to look up at her father. He stood a good head taller than her, and had a brawny build appropriate for an ex-soldier. A scruff of beard covered his face, and a leather patch concealed the empty socket of his missing eye. She'd never forget him coming home from his last deployment, when that horrible wound was still fresh, the scarring around it red and angry. She'd been a little scared, but did her best not to let it show. Today he wore his green and black hunting leathers. That meant a trip into the woods. Ordinarily, Harper would join him in the Parville Rangers, but today she had to get her beaver pelts ready for the fall fair. The buyers would be here for the annual trade market this weekend, and she hoped to get good coin.
You never come to pray.
No. Dad had a faraway look in his eye. He always got that look when he thought about Mom. It's not my way. I honor your mother's memory in my heart. She lived a good life, and her soul has become one with heaven. She's moved beyond our mortal cares. We serve her memory best by following her example. She knew he didn't mean it as a criticism, but his last sentence stung all the same. Harper's mother had the patience of a saint, which was lucky for Harper, who had the patience of a drunk teamster and a vocabulary to match. Her father never tried to change her, Brannick bless him. She was already 18, so change seemed unlikely at this point.
Are you going after that bear that's been raiding the farms near Tom's Creek?
Her father nodded. It's getting bolder by the day. Best we deal with it before someone ends up dead. I may be back late.
I know. Bears are tough. Took me 2 days to track down and finish off my first one, despite putting my first arrow through its lung.
Remember Mom's expression when I brought the pelt home? Her father chuckled. Who could forget? Her 16-year-old daughter, who she thought should be chasing boys, not bears, comes up the path dragging a pelt that weighed half as much as she did, dried blood on her face, grinning from ear to ear. She was horrified. I couldn't have been prouder. Harper hugged him.
I love you, Dad.
He hugged her back. I love you too, sweetheart. Hopefully tonight we can have fresh bear steaks for dinner. Harper wiped her eyes and smiled up at him.
Can't wait, Dad.
Chapter 1. Dawson Gale slipped through the evergreens, an arrow knocked and ready on his bowstring. His green and black uniform blended perfectly with the dappled shadows. The spicy aroma of spruce and pine filled the air. He breathed deep and let out a silent sigh. He loved the woods around Parville. As sheriff, it was his duty to keep the people safe, and patrolling these woods was a big part of that task. At least he used that as his excuse for taking daily hikes in the wilderness. In the 10 years since King Irving granted Dawson's request to leave the legendary Montague Rangers to become his hometown's sheriff, the most dangerous thing to happen was the arrival of a group of overly ambitious bandits that wandered into the area 3 years ago. Dawson, along with a group of 6 archers he'd dubbed the Parville Rangers in honor of his old unit, had made short work of them. The Rangers acted as his deputies when necessary, but they mostly worked at their regular